The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. Let's find a posture for meditation, something that you'll be able to be relatively comfortable sitting in for half an hour or so. And just taking a moment to gather the mind and the body together. Taking just a short time at the beginning of this sit to really connect in. So perhaps doing a little bit of directed attention practice for just a few minutes, maybe directing the attention to the place where you're sitting, so your seat against the chair or the bench or the cushion, and just allowing yourself to soften into that. Perhaps feeling your legs or your feet against the floor, just as a connection to the present moment. And also tuning in to the mind. How is your mind state currently? Just noticing what's here, noticing the attention. Kind of surveying what's present in mind and body. Noticing also the mind's general relationship to experience, the attitude that might be present. Is the mind a little bit eager, grasping for experience? Perhaps a little draggy, not quite ready to meditate, wishing for something else. Or maybe just a little dull or frazzled, so it's hard to connect to experience. All of these stances of the mind are normal, and we can just include them in awareness. Can help to relax the body, softening the shoulders, softening the eyes and the eye sockets. Letting the belly be round, soft, maybe sinking a little farther down into the abdomen. And just releasing any bracing in the arms or legs. And any areas of tension that don't easily release, that's fine. can just have a mental softness around how the body is now. It's fine. So inviting a open, receptive awareness in the mind to how things are. And intending to stay with this gentle presence. I'll offer a simple theme for what you might notice in this sitting, which you're welcome to turn toward or not if it's not of interest. But as we hold this receptive awareness, resting in the mindfulness of the mind, you may notice that there are places in the mind or body that have a bit of tension to them. Or there may be particular thoughts or emotions that have some sense of stress to them. It's very normal. And we can notice things particularly that feel like this sense of tension or stress or tightness. This is dukkha. Something we can notice from time to time. And there are also times when there isn't much dukkha. Dukkha softens, subsides, lightens, and then we can notice that there is relatively less. The mind swirls and changes, tightens up, opens up, softens, hardens. This is part of the flow of experience. It might be of interest to track some of those currents in the body and mind during this sitting. is their awareness. You may notice that at the moments when there is awareness, there's inherently a little bit less stress. Unawareness tends to allow tension to creep in. It tends to invite some tightness of mind that is released as awareness returns. opening to the tendency toward tension and release in body and mind can begin to reveal patterns. There are certain unfoldings in the mind that inherently bring some dukkha, concerns about their heavily self-oriented stories, or thoughts that are particularly angry or greedy always include some of this tension. And perhaps there are always ways of being that tend to release tension. Part of the practice is to just begin to notice some of these patterns in your own mind.